What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived. And really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Hola, my name is Ricardo. I am the host of the Lucha Jobbers podcast here in the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. We are a Spanish-speaking show dedicated to discussing and analyzing pro wrestling from all across the world. From AEW to CMLL, we talk about American wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and of course, Lucha Libre. If something big happened in the pro wrestling world, we will talk about it. So if you know Spanish or have a friend that knows Spanish or want to practice your Lucha Libre pronunciations, go listen to the Lucha Jobbers podcast right here in the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. Nos vemos por ahí.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
But let's start here with these AEW cuts. So in case you missed it, and in case you didn't listen to Rich earlier this morning, AEW cut a number of talents. The Boys, Jorah Jewel, Anthony Henry, Gravity, Stu Grayson, Parker Bordeaux, Slim J, Dasha, and Jose the Assistant. So that's the headline. We've got what? 10 total talents cut. 8 wrestlers, a ring announcer, and a manager. And the first thing here is, look, Tony Khan, AEW, they got to take their medicine here. They got to take their medicine. You can't go out there for 4 or 5 years and tell people and sort of use it as a bragging point that if you sign an AEW contract, you're going to see the end of that contract. You sign a 3-year deal, you're going to be paid for 3 years. We're not going to cut you. We're not going to let you go. That's what the other guys do. That other company is on a constant rolling 90-day deal. Not us. Our contracts are as good as gold. You're solid. Listen, they got to take their medicine here. Because unless these deals were per-date deals, or unless they're releasing these people and paying them the remainder of what they owe, right? Which in that case, it wouldn't make much sense to make cuts if you're just going to pay the people anyway. You may as well keep them around. And even if you're not using them much, you're not getting any savings out of it. So that wouldn't make any sense. But unless that's the case, if these are all per date deals, or you're paying all of these people in full, but just setting them free out of the goodness of your heart because you feel like you don't have anything else to offer them in terms of on-screen work, then AEW has to take their medicine here. And the critics have every right to bash them for participating in the same business practices that WWE does. And what it also does is you lose a little bit of that competitive advantage with free agents, to where up to this point in AEW's history, they had never cut or fired a contracted talent unless it was for cause. That all changes with these 10 cuts on Monday. Again, if these were not simply per date deals where they're not going to use the people any further, because that's something a little different, or if they're paying these people in full. But according to all of the reports that are out there, these were not contracts that had come due that are not being renewed. And these were talent cuts, people being released from contracts. So I have to go off the information that I have at the time that I'm analyzing this news. So from that standpoint, AEW has to take their medicine. Tony Khan has to take his medicine. Okay. Number two, the second thing here, I've seen some people say, oh, well, you know, AEW just promoted a COO. So this sure seems like it's the work of the new COO, taking a look at the books, taking a look at the operations, and deciding we have a bloated roster. We got to make some cuts. That's a bunch of nonsense. I don't care if they promoted a COO. I don't care if this was somebody's idea other than Tony Khan's that maybe they should let some people go. At the end of the day, if you're passing the buck to the new COO or anybody else in that company and blaming them for this change in the way AEW does business with their contracts, that's no different than in the past where WWE would make cuts. And depending on the era, people would go, oh, it's not Vince, it was Jim Ross who decided these people needed to go. Oh, Vince loved me. It was Johnny Ace that didn't like me. And he said he didn't have nothing for me, so he's the one to let me go. Or in more recent times, people blaming Nick Khan for cuts at the tail end of the Vince era instead of the man who is wholly and solely responsible for those decisions, Vince McMahon. In this case, make no mistake, Tony Khan is wholly responsible for these cuts. Not some new hokey COO, not anybody else. Because if Tony Khan wanted these 10 people employed in his company, if he wanted their contracts to continue, they would. If Tony Khan didn't want to make cuts, didn't want to make these talent cuts, they wouldn't be made. The buck stops with Tony Khan. It's his company. He runs the company. He makes these decisions. None of these decisions are being made without being rubber stamped by Tony Khan.
Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.